We are mere weeks away from Halloween, trick-or-treating, ghouls and goblins, and haunted houses. Now, lest you think that the one-eyed werewolf who leaps out from under the staircase is just some schmo with nothing better to do at this time, listen to our next piece about what it takes to make it in the haunted house arts. Beth Accomando of member station KPBS takes us to haunted house auditions in Southern California.
Every job requires a special skill set. Yep, screaming is one of those skills. Also being certified on a chainsaw.
That's correct. We do have chainsaws throughout our attraction, and we're always looking for folks who have a passion for wielding a chainsaw while wearing makeup and costume and just scaring the heck out of people.
Jennifer Struver is the event manager for Scream Zone at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. She's conducting interviews inside the Scream Zone's tented maze in a room that could be Leatherface's kitchen, with a slab of meat hanging from the ceiling and impressive cutlery on the wall. Over at the haunted castle end of the Scream Zone tent, a huge green demon salivates over potential victims. Oh, I mean applicants, as they wait to be called into their interview. Gerardo Figueroa reanimates for me.
I'd like to be a zombie. Seems like it'd be really fun, especially with the new attraction.
Zombie Paintball Safari. That interests Autumn Mays, who's eager to display her undead expertise.
Well, since zombies can't really breathe or anything, there's not really much sound that they make except for maybe just some more guttural gases coming out of them, so it's just kind of like a...
Mays is exactly the type of person Struver is looking for.
Looking for folks who have a passion for Halloween and any theatrical or athletic experience.
Or lung power, as Samantha Tapascio demonstrates.
I mean, I haven't screamed in a while because no one really recreationally screams just for fun, but, you know. That was a little.
Tapascio performed better at the audition.
I did two. I did one as like a victim type thing. And then the other one was more of like a creepy antagonist type character.
The screams landed her the job and got her a high five from Ashley Amaral, who's been working at the Scream Zone for years. The petite, perky blonde Amaral takes wicked delight in her job.
It is so awesome to see big, burly men crumble to the ground. You think they're so tough. They come in like, oh, you're just a girl, like, please. And they will run out of this and say, like, oh, blank, no, like, I'm out of here.
Each time someone flees for an emergency exit, it's a bloody feather in Amaral's or her co-worker's cap. There's a scoreboard where they keep a tally of victims who don't make it through the House of Horror. Last year, it was 523. It gives a whole new meaning to customer satisfaction. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.
This is NPR News.